The Gemara in Maseches Tainis tells us that in a time of distress, particularly when there was not enough rain, which meant, God forbid, famine, there were a series of Tainesim, a series of fasts, becoming increasingly more pressing and more important, involving more of the people, involving a tremendous amount of davening, and obviously an effort on everybody's behalf to do tshuva, so Hashem would change His decree, and that there would be enough rain, and then therefore sufficiency for everybody to have what we need to eat. It is in this context that Chazal teach us that there is to be an extra bracha that's recited by the tzibur. I say by the tzibur because we know we too do not say our own individual separate bracha of Aneinu. We include Aneinu at Mincha, according to our Minhag Ashkenaz, in Shema Koleinu. But between the bracha of Geula and Refuah, the tzibur, the congregation, if there are at least six who are fasting and the Shliach Tzibur himself is amongst them, they will have this separate additional bracha of Aneinu recited in the case of the Tzibur. By the way, there are various minhag of Sfaradim where they say Aneinu individually, not only at Mincha, but earlier in the day at Shacharis as well. The reason that we don't say it, Minhag Ashkenaz, is to only say it at Mincha, because perhaps we won't be strong enough, we fear, and we won't feel well. And then having said Aneinu about a Yom Tanis at Shacharis, we will then need subsequently to perhaps break our fast. Looking back, calling it a day of fast and not having fasted the full day would not be the most honest way to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't want to say we're observing a fast day and then be forced, because of weakness, to not observe the fast day. So we only say it at Mincha, in our Minhag. Yet for the Tzibur, it's said by the Shatz in the morning, as it is also said at Mincha. Let's begin. The actual text reads, Aneinu, Hashem Aneinu. Immediately we see that there's this repetition of, answer us, Hashem, answer us. And we're going to have to answer why it says answer twice. We'll get to it. Answer us, B'yom Tzom Ta'aniseinu. So it's interesting that it's called a Tzom, which means a day when we do not eat. And it's also called a Ta'anis, which comes from the entire idea of seeking an answer. Embedded in the word Ta'anis is Ayin and Nun, which means it's something that we do to seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ask Him to be Oneh. Just as it also has in it the word inui, which means affliction. So it's a fascinating idea that the very same Hebrew word that means the day of affliction, because we are ma'aneh, we afflict ourselves, humble ourselves by not having the pleasures of food and drink, has in it ayin nun, the shoresh also of having an answer, having a response. So we want to afflict ourselves with a tonis. We want aneinu, that should be able to elicit a response on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a very powerful word. A very powerful word. It's a powerful concept. The idea of saying, I'm going to do something that's not necessarily in my physical interest. I'm going to concentrate on my spiritual aspect. I'm going to be a humble human being and become particularly aware, even painfully aware, of my mortality, of my complete need and dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and on what He can, hopefully will provide. And that is going to be a process that will hopefully then elicit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu an answer, a response. B'yom Tzom Ta'aniseinu, please answer us. Ki vitzara gedola anachnu, because we are in a situation of great tzara, a situation of great distress. We don't say aneinu on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not a day where we fast because of distress. Yom Kippur is the fast day min haTorah, and that is because we are looking for forgiveness. And that which we seek in forgiveness is not necessarily forgiveness because the Jewish people as a nation or a community are in distress, but because individually we are full of our human flaws and frailties, and we may be, God forbid, judged during the Yomim Noraim for that which we would call a very bad sentencing, for a gezeirah or a gzar din that's not favorable. So we're looking to do teshuva and seeking out a positive judgment before the Almighty. That's not a fast because of a tzara gedola. Tisha B'Av, where the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, and we yet today do not have a Beis HaMikdash. Any generation that has not yet seen the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt has some responsibility for that. That's our tzara. Obviously, Shivasa B'Tamas, Tzara B'Teves, Som Gedalia, and even in the case of Tanis Esther, we are marking the tzara that existed then. And truthfully, that was also a period when the Beis HaMikdash had not yet been rebuilt, like our time, during which there is no Beis HaMikdash as of yet. And while it's not a din, it's a minhag, we are obligated to follow the minhag to fast on Tanis Esther. And we do have our Amalek and our various manifestations of Haman-like personalities, for which reason we say Aneinu on Tainis Esther, and it is indeed a day when we can say B'tzaira Gedola Anachnu, like they were then, Bimei Mordechai VeEsther. So we say B'tzaira Gedola Anachnu because of the situation that obtains today, not just because we are remembering Tisha B'Av, Shivas B'Tamuz, the beginning of the siege of Yerushalayim on Asara B'Teves, or the final last blow, the murder and death of Gedaliah after the Churban on some Gedaliah. No. That which we are marking today on this day of Tanis is the fact that we too are in a situation where because of Chataiseinu and Chatais Aviseinu, we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, and we are surrounded with and in a situation of tremendous tzara and distress. Al Tefen El Rishenu. Don't be mindful and cognizant only of our misdeeds, of our wickedness, our risha. Because if you're going to look at the rishos that can, God forbid, be perpetrated by Klal Yisrael, not en masse, but even by the rishos of some of us in Klal Yisrael, we all are going to be painted with one very, very broad black brush. Please don't look at those mistakes that we make. Even the mistakes that are rishus, that are really the worst of our mistakes, where you could say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are intentionally violated by you. Please, don't turn to those deeds and misdeeds of man, of Klal Yisrael. Va'al taster panecha mimenu. Now, what would happen if there's rishus? What would the response in Shemayim be? The Torah tells us, hester panim. Anochi haster aster pona, which is so frightening, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will, as it were, look away and let whatever might happen to you, happen to you. Look away and allow forces, geopolitical forces, historical anti-Semitism to build to the crescendo that it did, for example, in the Shoah, and I'll be looking away, haster pona, meaning that you won't be able to see me. It would appear as if there is no God. Hester Panim means that it goes to such an extent that you would respond by saying, this could not be if there's a God. The famous Malbim on Al Kiyenu Leha B'Kirbi, Mitzuni harois eila. These terrible things happened, the Malbim says, not because you'll say God has left me, but people will come to such a point where they'll say there is no God. And that's what the Torah says about Hester Panim. A period of Hester Panim, the likes of which some of our parents and grandparents actually experienced. Al tasta panecha mimenu. Please don't hide your face from us. Because even if things are so awful and so difficult, we want to be able to see still your hand in all matters, your hand, God, in history. We want to know and sense that you're still there, that we shouldn't lose hope and we shouldn't lose faith. Va'al tis'alam mitchinosenu. Now, tchinos are, of course, not just prayers. Those are supplications. They are very severe. They are extremely urgent in nature. A tchina is something more urgent than a tefillah. Tefillah is a prayer. That's a very generic term for davening. Tchina is something that's much more urgent. For instance, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe are discussing Moshe's pleas, his desperate plea to come into Eretz Yisrael, Eschanen El Hashem, because that is something more urgent. When we add to our davening, the Shemoneh Esrei is completed, and now we say Tachanun, it's a plea of much greater urgency. And because it's so urgent, we don't include it on days of joy, on a day of Rosh Chodesh, on a day of Hanukkah. We don't say Tachanunim on a day of joy, because it's urgent, and it's something that's so desperate, if you will, that it's almost sad. So we don't include it on those days. Here, these days, these Tanesim, those are days for Tachanunim. We add Slichas, let alone say Tachanun, even on Tainis Esther in the morning. Only in the afternoon, because it's the eve of Purim, if it's the eve of Purim, we do not say Tachanun at Mincha. This year, for example, where it's Mukdam, where we will observe Tainis Esther before the day before Purim. Purim is a Sunday. We observe Tainis Esther on the previous, on the earlier Thursday. We will say Tachanunim and say Tachanun at Mincha. Ba'al Tisalim Tchinasenu means there should be no Ha'alama. Ha'alama, interestingly, means not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ignoring us. It's a different kind of unawareness. Halama means to turn away and then be unaware. It's not just to be aware and ignore, but to actually manifest unawareness. Again, it's the flip side of Hester Panim. Hester Panim is where we can't see his face, so to speak, meaning he's not watching us, and we sense and feel as if we are abandoned. Well, the flip side of that is, he's not listening. He is unaware that we're even speaking. That's how severe ha'alama is. And that's the meaning of al tis'alam mitchinasenu. Yes.
Is that the same root of ne'alam?
Yes, absolutely. Don't absent yourself. To be ne'alam means to just be absent, not there. In terms of when a person does something unaware of the fact that it is not allowed to be done, in the terms of, you know, halachically, doing an avera, God forbid, and not knowing that one is not permitted to do it, that's a ha'alama. If you forget that it's Shabbos, and we do a malacha, that's called he'alam Shabbos. You knew that the malacha is a malacha, but you just forgot that it's Shabbos. That's ha'alamas Shabbos. So here, don't become even unaware of our severe supplication. Imagine someone is desperate, and the person, the master of the universe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, isn't even aware of the fact that we are urgently pleading with him for his help. Hayeina karayv l'shav haseinu. The very opposite. We ask, please, be close to our cries. Now, Shavuoseinu, that's a very, very powerful word. because we know that it is with our Shavos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer us. Vata'al Shavosam El Ha'alekim Min Ha'avoda. That the Jewish people in Mitzrayim shouted, cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was Shavoseinu that were hurt. What are Shavoseinu? Interestingly enough, they don't necessarily have to include specific words. It's a cry, it's a moan. There's a beautiful Yiddish word, it's a word that has no, absolutely no parallel in any other language. A krechts. If you try to translate krechts into any other language, I'm sorry, it loses everything in translation. Nothing is like a krechts. Shavaseinu means not just the words, but the entire expression, however it might be heard, as it sounds to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the groaning, the moaning in all of our pain and suffering. Oy vey. That's Shavaseinu. Hayina Karev l'Shavaseinu means not just to listen, because we're not talking about listening to words. We're talking about being proximal to the pain itself. As it says in the case, again, of the door that left Mitzrayim, Vayeda Elohim. To be so knowing and aware, to be there, in the words we say in Tehillim, Imi Anochi B'Tzara. To be right there with us, Karev L'Shavaseinu. And then, Yehina Chastecho L'Nachameinu. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, creates a world of chesed. It's a chesed to create the world, a chesed to create that which is provided by you to sustain the world. So please, since that's your very nature, let your chesed comfort us. Yehina chazdecha. May your chesed serve as it did from the very beginning to nurture life, to support life, to heal our lives. L'nachameinu, and then to comfort us. Now we come upon a pasuk that's being used to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us to a very special time, the time of ultimate redemption, the time we hope for and daven for. And it will really answer what we began with, the question of why the double redundant Aneinu, Aneinu. Terem nikra elecha Aneinu. Before we even call out to you, answer us. Kadavar shenemar, quoting from the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Simen Samechei. V'hoya terem yikro'u v'ani e'ene. It will be that before we even cry out, Hashem Yisparach promised, V'ani e'ene, I'll answer. Meaning that there will be a solution that will wipe away the problem before the problem manifests, before the distress ever comes upon us. Odeim medabrim, or another possibility is the distress is upon us, yet while we are still asking for relief from that distress, v'ani eshmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening. So that is the reason why it says, Aneinu, Aneinu. Aneinu, we hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be fulfilling, terem yikro v'ani e'ene, that before we even call out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is answering our prayers, meaning that He preempts the solution to the problem. If not, at the very least, Aneinu, second time, Odeim Medabrim V'ani Eshmo. At the very least, let it be that if we are afflicted, if there is an Eis Tzara, please respond to our cries, hear our pleas for relief. By the way, yes, those words are descriptive of a very special time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, saves us from the tzara to begin with, which he will do again and again and again. And it's a time really of the perfection of Am Yisrael, the times of Mashiach. The next pasuk describes famously, Ze'ev v'tole yiru ke'echad, wolf and lamb, pasturing, grazing together, side by side. So we're talking about a time of, you know, like it says earlier, a few psukim before that, ki imsisu v'gilu adead asher ani vare, ki hinini vare es Yerushalayim gilo v'amom asos. It's talking about a time of redemption, the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, and therefore of great rejoicing. So that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is what you promised. We're asking you to please bring those times on. Obviously, that's why we say this prayer appropriately on the days of Tainis and Tzom for Yerushalayim and for the Churban, Tisha B'Av, Shavuos B'Tammuz, Tzom Gedalia, Ser B'Teves, and Tainis Esther. Ki ato Hashem ha'oner be'eis tzara, because you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are one who answers us in times of distress. Podeh redeems us, Umatzil saves us, b'chol eis, at every time of Tzara V'Tzuka. At every time, that's a time of distress and a time of tzuka, which means painful and lonely woe and trouble. Now, tzara and tzuka are not really redundant, because the Malbim says tzara is the material distress, the problem that we're in, the problems that we have, and how they affect us, and how they affect our lives in the most conspicuous, obvious way. Not having a Beis HaMikdash, not having the food that we need, if it's tinus because of kshamim, we're worried about whether we'll be able to feed ourselves, our children, God forbid. That's the most immediate, obvious tzara. Tzuka is what it does to us internally. Tzuka is what happens to our spirit. Tzuka is what happens to our emotions. What happens to us in our souls, in our neshamas. So the guf experiences the tzara, the narrow straits, the distress, but the calamitous experience of the soul, of the truly human aspect, that's tzuka. It's a very interesting word. A tzuk is a precipice. A tzuk is a very rocky point at the top of, let's say, a great high mountain or ledge that looks out over an abyss. And that's where you are at a time of tzara v'tzuka, in a dangerous, lonely position, highly vulnerable, no one around you to relieve you of your distress, no one, nothing there to save you. So tzara is the distress, and tzuka is the intense loneliness and the experience, seemingly, of no solution in the offing. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only relieves us of the distress, but where there's nothing, seemingly, around us that can save us, and no solution to the problem that consumes us. And as the Malbim says, tzuka is that personal experience of deep emotional desperation. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are oneh, podeh, matzil, b'chol eis, tzara v'tzuka. Now, at this point, when we are yechidim, davening our mincha on a tonis, we go back to the conclusion of the bracha of Shmei Tfila. But, as we said, in the case of the tzibur, there is the added bracha to the Shmona Esrei, between Goyal and Roife, and the Shatz, the Shliach Tzibur, concludes Baruch Ato Hashem Ha'oneh, who answers us, Be'eis Tzara, who responds to us, answers us, and answers our prayers, and an Eis Tzara. Just want to conclude with one fascinating thought. The Eis Tzara that we're talking about, the Tanes, and we have Tanesim, these four or five Tanesim throughout the year, they are an opportunity. because he is an owner be'es tzara. He answers us at a time of tzara. The implication is that he might answer us at a time of tzara more so than when it's a time that's not a time of tzara. Because if Hashem brings a time of tzara at a particular time, why does he do so? Because he's saying, my children, kinderlach, do something about it. And he says it about this day. He says, this day is Tisha B'Av. Do something about it. Respond to it. Don't respond to it weeks later. Now it's Tisha B'Av. Respond to it. Now it's Shavuot B'Tammuz. Do something about it. Now it's Tanis Esther. Do something about it. Very much like the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Simin Lam, it says, Hoy, ki godol hayoyim hahu, me'ayin kamayhu. That day, it's a day like no other day, but it's a yom godol, which means there's a greatness to it. It's a day of great fearsome possibility of punishment, as it had been in the past, but it's still called a yom godol. Me'ayin kamayu, there's no day like it. And then the pasuk continues, Ve'es tzara hi liYaakov, because it's that day, it's a day of distress for Yaakov, and Yaakov is a description of us when we are not at our best. U'mimeno yivosheya, and from that distress, we will be saved. And of course, famously, we understand that it means u'mimeno, from that distress, and because it's a day of distress, if we respond to it, mimenu yivashaya, we will be granted salvation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a Yom Tzara because He loves us, because He wants to help us when we respond to the Tzara. He gives us the Tzara for our benefit. Yes, it's very much like a father, a mother. Not today. Today we don't dare touch a child, because if someone sees you touch the child, you're going to be called in or investigated by the Division of Family Services of the county. But it used to be you could give a knipple or a little patch to a child to indicate a parent's displeasure and the fact that, my dear one, this is not what you should be doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon us an Eis Tzara for our benefit. It's an Eis Tzara so that mimeno yivosheya. And that's how the bracha concludes when the shat says, Baruch to Hashem, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch, we bless you. Ha'oneh be'eis tzara, who answers us, not only answers the tzara at hand, who answers us with all of the answers we need for all of the various pleas which we ask, HaKadosh Baruch, for everything for which we plead, everything that we need, everything that's problematic, and we wish to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. The Eis Tzara, the Tanis, is the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closest to us and will answer us. It's a day, therefore, of tremendous opportunity. Not a day of sadness, but it's a day of tremendous opportunity of having HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us out and solve our problems and spare us from Kol Eis Tzara V'Tzukah.